Heading into week five of the high school football season, our locker room chats continue, and now we get a chance to talk to Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Nemaha Central now three straight wins, 20-0 their win last week at home against ACCHS. Coach, obviously you look at the defense in that one, I think pitching a shutout, and you've only given up 7 points in the last 3 weeks, including two shutouts. Obviously, the key here in this three-game streak has to be the defense and how well they've played.
It's just like you said, it's hats off to Coach Dornbaugh and the Tigers for a great game. You know, we saw some good things as the defense posted a shutout in the offense. We rushed for over 200 yards. And like I said, defense played extremely well with Coach Steve Jones throwing up a great game plan.
Now, how about the offense as well, how they've kind of really gotten things going? And I think the ground game's really been key for you guys, and obviously that's going to start with the guys up front. Talk about the offensive line a little bit and the success that they've had to this point.
It's hats off to the big guys up front as they paved the way for Sam. Coach Mayberry did a great job with those O-line as they continue to get better each and every game.
District play will continue coming up on Friday night. They get St. Mary's. We'll talk about that matchup coming up right after this. Continuing on with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. Here on our locker room chats, it is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Right now, the team, according to many publications, top three in Class 2A right now, number two in K-Preps after their third straight win against ACCHS on Friday night. Coach, you get a very good St. Mary's team. They are 1-3, but you look at what they've done. Lost a close game to Riley County, lost by 1 to Silver Lake, and then had a lead on Rossville in the first half, but ultimately Rossville ended up getting that win by 24 points. All of those were on the road, and now they're coming off their first win over Riverside, 54-7. You know, what's the early scouting report on St. Mary's and the challenges that you're going to face potentially this week?
St. Mary's is the best 1-3 team in the state. You know, I told the kids on Monday, you just can't look at the record. You know, they played a tough schedule, like you said, in very close games. You know, and hats off to the coaching staff. They're very well coached with some athletic kids that can flat out play.
When you look at the game plan and kind of drawing up what you want to do this week, you know, what's kind of the keys to the game to go out and keep that winning streak alive this week?
Just like you said, and it's week in and week out, keys to the game will be controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling the tempo of the game. You know, we must take care of the football Friday night to limit the turnovers against the great St. Mary's team. And like I said, I'm excited to see the kids compete and go out against a very good St. Mary's team.
It will be Nemaha Central and St. Mary's coming up on Friday night. Another key district matchup for the Thunder, trying to keep their winning streak going and getting it to 4 coming up this week. And appreciate Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central head football coach. Again, it's brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and we will talk to you next week. Good luck.
All right, appreciate it, Brandon.